Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Drunken Confessions with Cass and Amy.
Hello.
Don't make fun of me. I don't care if you don't like the way I say hello.
Hello.
Screw you. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Just a quick let you know, we'd love to hear from you. It's mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com. Or you can reach us at facebook.com/mydrunkenconfessions. Please reach out to us. We've been getting some feedback. It's been kind of exciting.
Yes, and you know, we're on, like she said, episode 4, so
we're getting there.
We're getting there. We're getting a hang of it. So we're excited to hear everyone's opinion.
Right.
I'm getting really excited about the Facebook postings and people interacting. I love that.
I know. It's been, like, kind of cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. Any funny drunken stories? It's us two girls sitting here drinking and talking to you. Mm-hmm. So, and giving you our drunken confessions. So if you have drunken confessions, please email them to us. They're hilarious.
Or you're going to be on our show. So
yes, you can also be a guest on our show.
We're going to talk about that later, as well as some interesting news, some very exciting news we got coming up for.
Yay!
You got to wait till the end of the show. So anyway.
So what are you drinking tonight?
So tonight I am drinking Mick Ultra as always.
Yes.
Because I try to be a good girl.
Yep. And I have my Labatt Blue. I tried to do the Mick Ultra. It's okay once in a while, but I just keep going back to the Labatt.
Yeah, no, I'm sticking with it. Speaking of which. Yeah. So we also have our Jack Daniel's Fire now.
Oh, man.
So if anyone of you listened to last week's episode, you would know that we had talked to Amy, had put us on restriction. We only did one shot last week. She said we did too many.
A girl needs to do what she needs to do.
All right, well, so Amy told me from now on, no more pints, only half pints. So today I showed up with a fifth.
Yep. To my surprise, she brought a fifth.
So I was at the store, and I was thinking about what you said, and I said, you know what, you're absolutely right. We probably should not be drinking that much, but then you know what? You don't owe me.
So you bring over
a... You're not the boss of me, okay?
Okay.
I was like thinking to myself, no, you know what? No, you're not going to restrict me. So I actually bought a fifth this time. So.
You're such a rebel. So give me this fifth over here. It's going to be on my side of the desk.
That's not cool.
Yeah, it is, because one of us needs to be responsible, but...
It's not going to be me. All right.
To that, let's cheers.
But yes, we do need to cheers. I'll start off with a nice little shot.
Yep.
And here's to the week we've had.
Woohoo! I really need this.
Yeah, right. Amy lost her shit when I came over.
Oh, girl. Oh.
So go ahead and tell them why you lost your shit.
Oh. It was stupid, but my dogs are being so bad.
They're being little assholes.
They are being such jerks today. So, I know I haven't really talked about my dogs. I have two of them. I have one small dog. He's a Dachshund and a Chihuahua mix. And then I have one big dog who is a Lab and German Shepherd. When it's just us around, they're great. But as soon as you let them outside and all the neighbors are out, they're little jerks.
It's kind of like having kids. Well, no, kids are the opposite. Usually around other people, your kids are like, oh, it's so cute and everything. But when they're home and they're just you guys, they're like, oh, you guys are little assholes.
Bailey is cute and adorable. My big dog. Bailey is, she's great. But Toby, little monster, acts like he wants to bite everyone's face off. Anyways, it really stressed me out earlier, so.
So anyway, so we know how Amy's mood is today. So anyway,
I'm getting over it.
I'm trying to get her. You didn't even drink that whole shot. No, girl. I just looked in your glass.
Oh, stop it.
Oh my God. She's such a wuss. Mm-hmm. I would think I've already had a few drinks.
So anyway, on that note, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Doing great. We've been getting some feedback.
Yes.
So I love it. Absolutely love it. We posted this stuff on Facebook about the In Your Ass game that we talked about last week.
Yes.
About, you know, how to ruin a movie with In Your Ass.
Yes. So
we did that, and we actually got some pretty funny. Well, mine was the funniest.
I think mine was the funniest.
No, mine was the funniest.
Okay, so we want
16 candles in your ass.
And I did Driving Miss Daisy in your ass.
I think that's an actual porn, though.
Well, I didn't know that. What the heck? So the other one I did, I thought was hilarious, was Stella Got Her Groove Back in her ass. Or in the ass, whatever.
In the ass.
But it was funny.
Not in her ass. kind of changes the game up a little bit.
I did like, we did have another response that said, cry baby in the ass.
Yeah, we got a couple of really good, a few good men in the ass. These are some really good ones.
Let's see.
I did a Dark Knight Rises in the ass.
What women want in the ass.
Yeah, so we had some really good ones, so please get on our Facebook page and comment, you know. We'd love to hear some, see some more.
Check it out and add to it. I've been cracking up the last couple of days reading this, and I'm texting Cass while I'm at work going, did you see this? This is hilarious. So it's definitely brightening up my day.
For sure. So, and then Amy, being the game queen that she is, got us a new one that we're playing today.
Yes, I did.
I'm excited about this one. This one's going to be fun. Go ahead and explain it. I'll let you explain since you know more than me.
All right. So it's basically just a drinking game, and it's this deck of cards I got. All right, and it's drink if, and then I'll read it. I'm not going to do it right this second.
But we're going to play it throughout the game, so you have to wait till you're
throughout
here.
The show.
Or, show.
So when you hear this noise,
that means we're going to play our confessions.
Yeah, and I'm just going to do it randomly throughout the game, and I think it'll be kind of funny because it's
going to.
You just said game? Dang, I did. Okay. So I'm going to be ringing it randomly throughout the show, and we're going to be playing the game all show long, so that way it's kind of interacting. And
yeah, it just goes through. And if you guys really like it, we'll keep doing it. We'll find other
We got things. Plenty of more.
Yeah, we got lots of confessions.
Yeah, so speaking of which.
I had a few that Amy refused. Are we doing the first one right
yes.
now? Yes. Oh, okay, here.
All right, so this says, drink if you have taken a selfie today.
Okay, I want you guys to play this at home with us.
Yeah, so if you've taken a selfie today.
Drink.
I
have not done a selfie today.
Neither have I. So that is
that's a
one down. We don't have to drink. All right, move it on. All right, so how was your week?
Oh, so I went to PenguinCon.
Yes, we were very excited to hear your stories from PenguinCon. Anything exciting happen?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, everything that exciting happened, I probably don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got there and I started drinking. And it's funny because I discovered a new shot. Well, I didn't discover it. People introduced me to a new shot. And for anyone who likes pickle juice, I don't know if you do, but
ew.
I love pickle juice. I love dill pickles. And so it's called a pickleback. So what it is, it's a shot of whatever your favorite whiskey is, and you chase it with a shot of pickle juice. And we were doing Crown Royal.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and I wasn't paying for it, and I wasn't buying the shots. So, I don't remember how
okay
many
so you do a shot and then
you do a shot of Crown Royal and then you do a shot of pickle juice.
Okay, I've done this before actually.
Have you?
Yes. What was it? It was
Where have I been all these years?
My husband's grandparents were here because we got his grandparents to do it. Actually one
you
of my friends.
Yes.
Yes, but we did Jameson.
Well, that's what most people do. They do Jameson.
Oh, what?
We did for some reason they were doing Crown Royal, which is fine. I'm not a whiskey drinker, so to me
I did.
You know, six in one hand, half dozen in the other. It doesn't matter.
I did one of the Jameson with the pickle juice, and I said, no, never again. Just give me the Jameson.
Oh, I was like, just give me the pickle juice. So.
However, my husband's grandmother was like, keep bringing it on. I'm going, oh, wow.
Good for her.
Yeah, it was funny. Anyway, sorry.
So then somebody else, because they knew how much I was expressing how much I like pickle juice, they introduced me to a pickle martini, which is two parts pickle juice, one part vodka. And I started drinking those, and I was like four or five deep of the, and I can tell you honestly, so at one point in the night, I was hanging out with some friends of mine. One of my friends is Stephanie. She's going to come on our show. She has her own podcast and everything else. She's really cool.
Yeah, she's
gonna
awesome.
She's going to be coming on our show. Anyway, I hung out with her mom pretty much the entire night. Thank God I had a safety net, you know, like an anchor, because at one point, I was in somebody's hotel room.
Oh,
with a
no.
group of people, there's only one person I knew.
Oh, no.
And my friends went out to smoke because they're smokers, and I'm not. So I stayed there, and these people handed me a drink, and I'm like, okay, cool. And I just start drinking.
See what happens when you're not a smoker?
Well, the thing I'm thinking is, if you guys ever want to kidnap me, it's going to be real easy.
Oh, no. Don't tell people that.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm in this room, and... I remember is, like, I'm talking to all these people who are, like, half my age. And I'm talking to all of them. And I remember texting Stephanie going, help, I don't know where I'm at. Come save me. And she's like, where are you? I'm like, I don't know. And so they did find me and rescue me. But to this day, I have no idea. And so,
well, thank God for Stephanie.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that's kind of
next time I see her, I'm going to have to give her a hug.
100%. So that's going to bring us on to our topic of the day is like the most embarrassing things you do when you've been drinking. Because to be honest, the fact that I don't remember quite a bit of that night.
Which means there's probably a lot of embarrassing moments. And
I don't know. And I don't remember. And I don't care to remember.
Maybe we'll find out on YouTube one day.
No, I don't think. I can't say I don't because I don't remember. So anyway, moving on. We're just going to skip this topic. But anyway, yeah, this is going to lead us into our topic of the day, which is most embarrassing drunk moments that you can remember. Because I don't remember most of the night, so it doesn't really count, right?
Right.
All right, sure. So
that's an excuse.
So, all right, that sums up my week. How was yours, Amy?
Mine was pretty lame. wasn't as exciting as yours, but that's okay. Sometimes I like it that way. However, I did. Oh my God, I'm getting so old. I helped my second oldest niece get ready for prom. I cannot believe I'm going to have two nieces now that are graduated. So
you realize my youngest daughter's getting married.
I know, but you're old. I am not.
Get a drink. Go ahead with your story, sir.
So anyways, I did her hair and
it looked great, by the way. Pictures.
Thank you. Thank you very much. She loved it. And actually she looked in the mirror and she was so grateful. And because I mean, yes, I'm a cosmetologist, but she didn't get it done at a salon, but she acted like her response was what normal girls do when she just absolutely loved it. So it melted my heart. And then I have to tell you, she went and got her dress on, finished her makeup, and she came out of that bedroom and good old Aunt Amy started crying like a little wuss. I know. So we did pictures and everything, and after they went off,
when I drink too much,
when it comes to my nieces and nephews, they have my heart. So,
yeah.
I
drink with mine.
Your nieces and nephews?
Yeah,
that's true.
They're all old. I have a nephew that's only 4 years younger than me.
Because you're old. Anyway, I'm just joking. She's not old. I just like to throw that because she's older than me.
I am old, but that's okay. Go on.
So anyways, I made my sister give my niece the drinking and driving speech.
Oh, yeah, I always.
You know, now she's not driving. Her best friend was driving.
Which actually could be worse at times. You right. Know? Because, and your friend driving, you don't want to be the one going, eh.
Right. So I was like, you made sure that you told her that I don't care if you drank. If she drank, she drank.
Drink up, but call us.
But you call for a ride. And if you have any suspicions, you call for a ride. And my sister's looking at me and she goes, honestly, Amy, not every kid is as bad as you were.
That's true.
Now, my mouth flung open. And what happened was, is my mother looked at me and said, really, though? And I went, Mom.
Well, no offense, but we were talking about this before. Because I said, you know, we could always do a thing where we talked about whether or not you've gotten in trouble with cops. And Amy says,
no comment.
Okay. With me, I was married to a cop for 16 years. Yeah. I got a lot of trouble with him, but that's the only... I love how you cut me off. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Drink.
Topic.
Drink if you've ever thrown up in public.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're both drinking. Cheers.
Cheers. Well...
It happens. I can tell you, Cass, this happened like 2 years ago.
So we were at Oktoberfest in Frankenmuth, and yeah, I got so drunk and everything else, and I bent over and threw up, and Amy's like, she goes to come help me to hold my hair back, and then she's like, I'm sorry.
I couldn't do it.
If I help you, I'm going to throw up too, and she runs away.
I couldn't do it.
She runs away from me.
I didn't run away. I walked to, I was like 5 feet away from you.
You ran away.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Anyway, so that brings us back to the most embarrassing topic, or most embarrassing moment.
When you've been drinking. So Amy is going to tell us about her most embarrassing moment.
Oh.
Because most of mine I can't remember, because for some reason I've gotten to the age where if I drink, I don't remember shit. I do have one, but go ahead, Amy, let's hear about yours.
Okay, well, honestly, all of my most embarrassing moments has to do with me falling down.
Like when we were at the bar?
Yes, I fall all the time. She I'm really like did. The world's biggest klutz.
She's gonna get wiped out when we're at the bar a couple months
now,
ago.
And this is not even. I fall. I'm sorry, I fall when I'm sober. This is the problem. I'm just a klutz. Since the age of like 10, I've broken a knee, both collarbones, a hand, an ankle, everything. I've broken almost every bone in my body. I'm going to have the worst arthritis when I'm your age.
Says to the woman who actually does have arthritis. But you know, this is coming from the woman who, when we were out a couple months ago and I was DD, and She tripped over nothing.
And then
we get to the inside the bar, and I'm like ready to like keep drinking.
She's ready to party.
Evie's like crying because like
I wasn't like crying. I'm like
you
this
were
hurts.
Upset because your knee was gushing blood.
It was gushing blood.
I have the pictures. I took pictures of it.
I was bleeding like a stuffed
just
pig.
Everything else, but. You know,
she wanted to go to the next bar, and I'm going, hello, my jeans are tore, my knee is bleeding, I can barely
I didn't
walk.
Push you down.
My hand is filled with gravel.
I'm like, pour some alcohol on it, you'll be fine.
Anyways, so that, and...
And the funny thing is, that's not even your most embarrassing
no,
fall.
No, it wasn't, because nobody saw it. So, the most embarrassing fall...
I just wish I had it on YouTube. Anyway.
The most embarrassing fall was, I don't know. It was years ago. It was so long ago. We were at this hole-in-the-wall bar, a group of us, including my husband. And I was just standing at the jukebox, just standing there playing games. Playing music.
Yeah, I was going to say, really? They do video games at jukeboxes now?
No, and I literally just fell. And I don't know how. It was like my ankle gave out or something. I just fell. And I popped right back up and I looked around and I was like, sweet, nobody saw that. So I walk back over the table and I tell my husband, I'm like, dude, I just busted my tail. And he goes, what? And my best friend looks at me and she was like, you just fell? I was like, yes, at the jukebox. She goes, were you walking? I'm going, no, I was just standing there. And so, my husband is sitting there.
I'm mentally picturing you saying it, your parts are just going down.
Oh, and I was looking fly. I had, like, this hat on, this cute outfit. Like, it was so bad. And so, I thought I got away with it. Well, there were firefighters that I grew up with. And one particular firefighter, who is super hot, was in the bar. I hope he doesn't. I'm not even going to say his name. But I didn't realize that he saw me fall. But he was a gentleman and didn't call me out on it. But he texted my friend later on and was like, so is your girl okay? She busted her ass pretty hard. And she calls me and she tells me that this firefighter saw me fall. I'm horrified, mortified. I'm like, oh my God, he's like the hottest guy in our city. We grew up with him. He's a firefighter, so he's even hotter than he was in high school. And he saw me fall like an idiot. 2 weeks later, me and the same friend go to the rec center to go swimming with her daughter. And we're walking through the pool and what happens? I fall.
Was it his feet?
No. I fall. I, like, twisted my ankle. I'm in pain. I, like, try to slide in the pool. Like, that didn't just happen. Lo and behold, the firefighter is in the rec center, walks up to me. He was like, so, Amy, do you know how to walk? I'm like, crap! I'm like, it was so embarrassing to this day. I think I have not seen him in quite a...
If you ever do, I really hope you.
Oh man, I hope no.
Bitches be tripping.
Yeah, bitches be tripping. I'm telling you, that's my most embarrassing moment.
That's pretty good. I have to say, mine. Honestly, the one I can remember.
Oh, you remembered one? Hold on.
Okay, we're gonna do a card.
Drink if you've ever kissed a girl.
Like seriously kissed or just
any kind of kiss.
I like
not I kissed my grandmother kiss, but you kissed a girl.
Oh, do like no, not drinking. You know, it's funny, that's one of the things I've just never been into. Okay. Very few things I'm not into, that's one of them.
All right, good to know.
We're gonna move along. Anyway,
back to your most embarrassing moment.
My most embarrassing moment. It happened, gosh, I would have to say about 20 years ago.
Okay.
So I was at a Halloween party, and this was back when I was married to husband 1.0.
Uh-huh.
And I used to go to my, she's not my ex-sister-in-law, but she was my sister-in-law then, and her sister had these huge Halloween parties every year. And we would go to them, and they were so much fun. Well, one year I dressed up in kind of like, I looked kind of like, almost like Zorro. And I kept going around telling people I was Donna Juana. And I'm like, Don Juan. And I'm like, I have slept with thousands of men. And I thought it was okay. So funny, you okay. know? And I was carrying around a bottle of tequila, which I was drinking all night. Well, drinking and drinking and drinking. And at one point, somebody actually took the bottle away from me. I don't even remember. I think it was my brother that took the bottle away from me. But anyway, so I could
barely
walk.
That happens to you a lot.
It does. But we're not going to talk about that right now. So anyways, okay. I was walking in the house. And I was, like, stumbling everywhere. I was, like, just, I was seriously a complete idiot. So I ran into the wall.
Oh!
Which wouldn't have been bad, but there was a shelf on the wall. And I bumped the shelf. And something goes flying off the shelf, hits the floor, and shatters.
Oh, no. What was it? What was it?
It was the woman who gave the party. It was her special made cake topper from her wedding when
oh
she got married
my.
Like 20 years earlier.
Well, you know what? Her bad. You're going to have a party
oh
with alcohol.
No.
Don't put that. You put that
okay,
shit away.
Okay, but that has survived 20 years worth of parties. My drunk ass runs into that shelf and busts it into a million. I have never, ever gone back to another party she's had. Anything. I was humiliated.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I cannot believe I just broke
the cake
topper.
Honestly, that's her fault, too, though. I'm sorry. I have parties here. And when I have parties, there are certain things from my wedding. Like, my husband's aunt bought us this cute bell. I put it away.
Really?
Even when my nieces come over. No, it's mostly because the kids are going to be here. Because
well, yeah.
We always have, we have six nieces and nephews.
That's
plus
true.
A goddaughter.
Yeah,
plus,
they don't have kids either, which is why they have this stuff. Yeah,
right.
I was so embarrassed because there was, like, one of those things.
Well, she should have put that shit away.
I couldn't replace it, nothing.
She should have put that shit away, and that is a true best friend. Have your back, and I'm still defending
you. Thank
you.
I appreciate that. Card time? All right.
I felt like it was right.
I hope so, because let's get off the topic of embarrassing stuff that I
okay.
don't like.
Well, this could be embarrassing.
Oh.
Excuse me. Drink if you've ever had sex outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers. Cheers. We're both drinking to that.
I think most people have.
If you haven't, do it once. Make sure it's not summertime and mosquitoes are out.
Right.
That's
Let's
my
do another
advice.
Card. I want to drink some more. Let's do a couple more, just really quick.
Okay. Calm down, Elkie. Okay. Drink if you've had sex in the last 3 days.
I'm drinking.
Me too.
Did you get laid after I left last night?
No comment. And drink if you have nude pictures on your phone. I'm out. I do not carry nudes on my phone.
Well, Google automatically backs up all my pictures, so I do think that they're on there if I looked.
Okay, just drink. Okay. And I'm... One final one. All right. Oh, dang. Drink if you have a piercing other than your ears.
All right, I'm drinking this one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I can tell you where mine are. She can't tell you where hers are.
Whatever. I can say it, but I'm just not going to.
Leave it to their imagination.
Right.
So.
I'm good, God.
Okay, so. Okay,
so.
Oh,
you gotta pour. Give us another shot.
Here, I'll let you do the shot. I'll give the fifth back to you.
Thank you. Oh,
you're welcome.
Oh, I feel honored that you gave me my fifth that I bought on the way here back to me.
Yeah, I try. I try to make you feel special once in a while.
Yeah, I feel special.
All right, so again, I just want to take a second to remind our listeners how to reach us.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand.
Okay, anyways, I apologize for that segment. So email us at mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com. Give us your funny drunken confessions. Do you have the most embarrassing story? I'm sure, now that we said our most embarrassing stories, they're not that embarrassing. It's happened to everybody.
Somebody's, special made cake topper for their wedding is pretty bad.
So, I'm pretty sure our listeners probably have
done worse. I just don't remember.
You just don't remember. So I'm sure our listeners have even better stories than we can. So I would love to read them and let us, you know, talk about it on our show. And right. if you want to come on our show and talk about any topic.
Right.
Which is, brings us
to our surprise thing. So
yes.
So we've been talking about it and we've gotten actually like 3 or 4 people who want to come on our show so far.
We do have a line.
Which isn't bad for only being the 4th show we've done.
I know. We already have a little line now.
I know. And I'm really excited. So what we're doing is actually next week we will be shooting from Lauren System Studios. So
yes.
We're going to be shooting from the studio.
We are. We're moving up in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Getting all classy and shit.
I know. So,
so we'll be from the studio. We're still going to be drinking.
Well.
You should still show up an
that
hour.
That should be a given.
An hour early or so to, yes. to pre-drink. We'll probably be recording right around 7 o'clock.
Yes.
So, and I'm also going to look into starting to post these live as we do them.
Yes.
Because that would just be fun because then, you know what?
We will. We do want to have live events.
Yeah. So when we do the live ones, we're just, you know, going to keep it.
Yeah.
It'll
so,
be so much more fun.
So we
then you can't start over. You can't be like, oh my God, I should not have said that.
So we do have, like you said, a couple of guests lined up,
yep.
which I'm very excited about. One is somebody who's very familiar in the podcast world.
Yes, Stephanie.
Yes. And
That saved you. Kept me,
alive. So,
kept
yeah.
me from getting kidnapped Saturday or Friday.
So, and then we have some other random people that just are very...
Oh, people who saw our podcast and really want to be part
We actually
of it.
Had one girl reach out to us, and she said that for episode 1, she thought it was awesome.
She said it was like talking to us. Being
yeah,
in
being
us,
in the room with
which
us.
Is
so
great. That's like
that,
the
and
best
that,
compliment ever.
That is what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
We are trying to make you guys feel like you're in the room with us, partying with us, and drinking with us. So,
because most of the time people are with us, drinking with us, partying
yes.
with us, you know, because that's what we do. We kind of party and we drink and everything else. So, yeah, so next week we're going to be at Lauren System Studios, and I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, me too.
So, and it's
And bonus, I get away from my dogs.
You do. So you don't have your little meltdowns.
I don't have to stress out about, and if you guys can hear them in the podcast, that's Bailey and Toby.
Yes.
Welcome
and,
to my life.
And for anyone who's wondering, that's Downriver. It's in Michigan. Downriver, Michigan. It's in Southgate.
Yes.
So if you're like listening to this, you're like, oh my gosh, that's not far from my house. I'd love to come by. Let us know. We'll have you on the show.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun and parties there and, ooh.
All right.
Another card?
Yeah, before we end the show, we're going to do one last one.
All right.
And we're not going to do that one. We're not going to do that one.
Why didn't I said go through these names.
And we're
like,
not going
Amy's
to do
like,
that
we're
one.
Not
going
to go through these. We're just going to do
okay,
this.
Okay, these are
up.
Just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay, here, I found one. Drink if you can't spell your name backwards. Mine's easy. It's YMA. And Cass is drinking. She can't spell SSAK.
Oh, no. I was thinking my actual given name.
But they don't know your given name.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving
yeah,
on.
No, yeah,
no.
So no.
Moving
I,
on.
If I went by Cass, yes, I can spell Cass. And it's Cass with a K for anyone who's, like, wondering. It's always with K.
All right.
Because they're cooler.
So, again, just a reminder, please reach out to us
yeah.
at mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com and facebook.com, mydrunkenconfessions.
No, backslash.
Oh, backslash. Sorry.
You
I always,
don't
I hate that,
that word.
I hate that word.
That's so funny. My husband won't say the word tomorrow. Do you guys have, does anyone else out there have words that they just don't say?
Well, I have a lot of
like
words.
The way like it comes off his tongue. Oh yeah, I,
I have a lot of
like
words.
Swear
I
swear words.
No, I have a lot of words that I say wrong, and everybody
oh,
makes
too,
fun
too.
Of me.
There's certain words I won't say because I can't pronounce them.
Well, like I always say pillow,
and mail,
and milk,
milk, milk. She uses M-E-L-K instead of M-I-L-K.
Yeah, it's and it's a Michigan slang. Look it up.
I don't do that though. I say pillow.
Well, I'm sorry about your luck. It's pillow, milk.
I pronounce my words.
Treadmill.
Treadmill.
Crayon.
Crayon.
Yeah, see, this is why I can't have a conversation
well, Amy
with her.
Also doesn't realize that the word button has T's in it.
It's a button.
Go ahead, say it. Say it. Come on. Come on. Or, but.
Button.
No, button. Important.
Important.
Yeah, see, Amy has trouble trouble pronouncing T's. And I've been noticing this, but every time I make fun of her, she gets mad at me. But seriously, there are T's in words, people. So, button, important. And you know, this is just the way I speak. And people have called me hoity-toity, but I don't think it's that much. Oh, it was so funny, so I gotta tell you a quick thing, though. So the other day, I was like, when I'm in one of these trading classes I'm in. By the way, I'm taking my test Monday, and I don't feel good about it. I'm so stressed out.
You'll be fine.
But anyway, so I was in this class, training class with these people, and this one girl looks at my handwriting, and she says to me, you went to Catholic school, didn't you? And I'm like, what are you, fucking psychic? I mean, how do you know? How do you know I went to Catholic school? I mean, that just was so weird for me, because I don't talk, it's not like I wear crosses.
That's funny. How did she know?
She says, everybody I know who has, like, perfect handwriting. She goes, yours is probably the most perfect handwriting I've ever met. And she goes, and so everybody I know always went to Catholic school because they make it such a thing. Which I thought was funny. I have never even heard of that before in my life. So yeah, so I guess I do know I have great handwriting. But I'm like, I didn't realize that there was a correlation between really good handwriting and going to Catholic school.
Huh.
But it kind of weirded me out that she said that to me, because I'm like, how the heck did
then you
know
got a
this?
Complex.
You know? I'm like, what is it about me that screams Catholic school girl? Now, I mean, we're not going to go there anyway.
Okay.
But okay. Yeah, you know what I mean? So anyway, we'll go.
So on that note, again, email us, Facebook us. Oh.
That was my turn. I hit the bell. I want to do more of these cards. They're kind of fun.
Okay, drink if your belly button is showing.
My gut is not hanging out of my shirt.
Drink if you're wearing pink.
Oh, no, never.
Nope.
I'm not a pink kind of person.
Drink if you've ever gotten in trouble with the police.
Well, we already went over that because I was married to a cop. So I would get in trouble with him all the as you're drinking. Amy was actually in trouble with the real police. Do the next one because I can't drink yet. I want to drink.
So drink if you've ever had a one-night stand. We've already established.
And I have not.
Not had a one-night stand.
And everyone's told me that my story about my worst
so
one-night stand is not
if you
true
haven't listened
stand.
To episode one, go back and listen to episode one and hear Cass describe what she thinks was a one-night stand.
The intention was there.
Oh, look, wild card. Everybody drinks.
Well, that's a good one.
All right. So I hope you guys at home are drinking too.
All right.
Oh, I'm finally getting her to watch that movie, by the way. She's never seen Dazed and Confused, but she quotes it all the time. That's where that quote came from.
You made me watch it the other night. Well, part of it.
But you didn't stay for the whole thing.
Because I was going to fall asleep.
Yeah, I know. Well, because you drank too
kinda
much.
Kind of like Game of Thrones. I have to admit, I am now halfway through season 3. So I still missed the spoilers, but I did hear last week that everybody was, like, lost their shit over her leaving a Starbucks cup.
Yep.
On the counter. I didn't see that. Like I said, I'm still in season 3.
I never even noticed it when I was watching it.
But it's so funny. So do you guys remember, oh shit, what is it? Wayne's World.
Yes, Wayne's World.
And how they were joking during the movie about sponsorship, and they all, like, they're drinking Pepsis, and everything's like that. And that's what they reminded me of, because somebody's like, I can't believe they did that. And I'm like, and they're like, that's like a free advertising. I'm like, really? You really think that's free?
Well, because Game of Thrones is actually saying it's not Starbucks.
Really? Why are
they saying that? Here's the Game of Thrones nerd.
I know, you are, totally.
It's actually, they're saying it's a coffee cafe, or it's like a local thing.
Oh.
It just, it looks similar to Starbucks. And Starbucks hasn't claimed it. They've commented on, oh, I'm surprised she's not drinking our dragon drink, because they have this new dragon juice. Mm-hmm. And then, but they did get a lot of, like, free advertising for that.
But
so,
but each really
HBO went out and deleted it.
So when I finally get around to
yeah.
episodes,
so unless if you recorded that episode that played on Sunday, you will not see it.
Because I do the, like I said, I don't even have cable. I just do the HBO Now so I can watch
that
and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
when you get,
I stream things.
When you get around to it, it's not, you won't see it.
By
they've
the time
already
I
edited
get to
it.
That, I'll totally forget anyway, so it doesn't matter. So.
True that.
Yeah, because I'm only on, like I said, season 3.
All right, so I do have a new cheers.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Is
to end our show.
Last week?
I think it's better. I think, well, I'm always better, but okay, so put down the beer and raise your shot glass, because we're going to cheers off with our shot of Jack,
okay.
Our final shot of Jack for the evening.
Is this all we get?
Yes.
Are we done?
Yes.
Look at me.
Look, first it's still, so, it's still three.
It's almost halfway through the Jack Daniels, and it's so funny, because you're like,
so bad.
We really do a half a pint.
All right,
how
much so, is that?
How many pints
are in a fifth? I don't know. I'm not a math.
All right, guys, somebody out there, please let us know how many pints are in a fifth. Amy, we didn't do the cheers yet. Why are you sipping it?
Because it was about to spill over.
Well, you could have just set it down.
You filled it down to, up to the rim.
You could have just set it down. You should
oh,
have
my gosh.
It.
Go on
anyway,
with your thought.
Anyone who knows how many pints are in a fifth, please let me know. Because Amy only wanted to get a half a pint. I got a fifth. And this is just above the halfway mark of a fifth. So we almost drank half a fifth tonight.
No, that's not good. That's why I didn't want a fifth in our area.
But I thought we could use a little moderation.
Speaking of which, this is why I hang out with you.
So you don't have any moderation?
Here's my cheers. It goes okay. Really good with this. Surround yourself with people who have issues, because people who have issues always have alcohol.
Oh, hell yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. All right, ooh. Guys.
I always have alcohol.
On that note, we hope you enjoyed episode 4. If you did, please go
I
back.
I enjoyed it. I don't know if you guys did, but I really did.
Please go back, share it, go on our Facebook page, share it, listen to
our previous episodes.
Yes. Episode 1, 2, and 3.
Join our games.
Yes, for sure. And
it's all fun and games.
Till somebody gets hurt.
It's all,
we're only one drink away.
It's all giggles and shits until somebody shits and giggles.
Okay.
Haven't you ever read that? Never mind.
No. Okay. Anyways, go all back right. And let us know what you think. Share us.
Oh, share. You're going to talk about shitting. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Give them our... Our
email address is mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com. You can find us on facebook.com/mydrunkenconfessions.
And you will find us on Blueberry, because we're working on our Blueberry right now, which is going to put us into the entire podcast syndicate.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited about.
Woohoo!
I know. Woo.
All right, guys, so thanks.
Have a great
week.
Wednesday. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week from the studio. All right, guys. Love you.